This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Geo coming to you live to the Little Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this celebratory Knicks morning with one of the great games that we have seen them play in the postseason. Well, actually, I shouldn't say it. It was a great ending because they didn't play all that great for a majority of the game. This was a Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey show for a lot of it. Embiid clearly not totally healthy. Maxey came in with the illness and the questionable designation coming in, and those guys were great. And in the first part of the first half, you're talking about a 9-point lead for the 76ers. It felt like the Knicks couldn't chop into. They did a little bit at halftime. Obviously, they finally got the lead late in the third quarter, and then had an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter, where here come the 76ers back at it again, and that Maxey three to put them up four, I thought, was the nail in the coffin. But the ending was as good as it gets. I mean, that's one of those games that if you are a diehard Knicks fan, you're in that building and you're like 14 to 23 years old and you never saw something like this before.
Yep.
You're never, ever going to forget it. So it was so special. I really like the Knicks to win the series. Prior to the series, I couldn't be more confident about them now. I don't think this is going to be a sweep. Of course, Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey and Oubre and Tobias Harris and Nicholas Batum. I mean, these guys are pains in the neck. They're good players. They're going to win a game, maybe two, but they are just, the Knicks are relentless, man. And
that's
I will never doubt them until they're totally done.
That's the word that you use, relentless, because that's exactly what they are. They haven't played their best offensively, but that's because the 76ers are relentless on defense, too. How many balls have they tipped away that actually, as they strip it away, hits a Nick in the leg and goes off out of bounds, and they get that turnover?
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a lot of this back and forth. They're really good defensive teams. They're both playing tough. We didn't think that it was going to be a high-scoring playoff series. We thought it was going to be something like this. Remember, they played the lowest-scoring game together in the regular season, I believe.
Yeah, it was like 79-73.
I mean,
that was
vintage 90s. But for those of us who are old enough to remember the world champion Knicks of 1969, we saw a lot of what we saw last night. It was kind of commonplace. And I can't really remember all the games. All I remember is counting on Walt Frazier to somehow create a 3-point play, steal the inbound pass, and throw it to Bill Bradley or Dave DeBuscher, and they would drop a 20-footer. I remember that distinctly, and that was what was the signature of that team. Team basketball, defense, and coming through in the clutch late in the games. And right now, the Knicks are doing just that. These last two games, they didn't play their best offensively. We all know that. Other guys get paid as well. They got Joel Embiid, for God's sake, on the other side, and they've beaten them twice. Because they play that really tough defense, and as that caller earlier really pointed out, the IQ aspect of these basketball players playing together, and DiVincenzo getting that second, third three-point shot from Ananobi, who got it from Hartenstein, and the ball was boom, 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 moving around. it looked like a Ranger power play.
Yeah, and if you look at the, there's that one angle of, it wasn't the broadcast angle, but it was the one angle from the other basket where you saw everything develop, and you see DiVincenzo miss that first three-pointer. And his calmness, like, he misses it, no reaction, just quickly saunters as he sees the ball and the offensive rebound from Hartenstein and then over to Anunoby and just gets another position right at the top of the key and just waits for the ball again with nerves of steel and then, bang, just hits it again. And that type of mentality that these Villanova guys have is going to serve them so well. And I just, how many times have you seen a guy in a key situation miss a shot like that and then just sulk about it or whatever? And then, you know, so it's, there's the other angle too, if CBS Sports Network has it, from the, this right here. All right, so here he goes. So now he misses it, right?
All right, so now okay,
no reaction.
Get it right,
no reaction. Just walks over here, waiting for it. Hey, I'm open. Bang. I mean,
but you got to get the ball off the rim. You got to get it to your teammate, who's then got to get it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's incredible.
I would say this. If you are a hockey fan, you're a pure hockey fan, and you don't really like the NBA, if you watch the NBA now and you watch these games, they have a hockey feel to it because there's intensity on defense. There is some physicality. The referees, for the most part, are letting them play. So it is a much more enjoyable game to watch than it is during the regular season. Now, if you are an NBA fan and you can't stand the NHL, I'm telling you, turn on the Rangers tonight and watch a playoff game and watch teams go after each other. It is a completely different game. It may be a little bit harder to follow if you're not an NHL fan, but the one thing that both of these teams are having right now at this moment is the Garden. The Garden is a home ice and a home court advantage significantly for both teams, and both teams are living up to, at least right now, the expectations that we have for them.
Let's go to our buddy John. He's calling from Hofstra. What's going on, John?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
So just like you guys were saying, and I'd like to make a comparison, you know, we as reasonable Knicks fans know what the strengths of this team are. We also know what they're lacking and their weaknesses. But, you know, someone who grew up watching the 90s Knicks, you know, watching this team that we're watching now play as a team, go through the struggles. I mean, if you just read off the names of these guys on the team, this is not some super team that was put together. These guys are playing. They're going through the ups and downs. They're working together. They're getting better. They're gaining confidence. And it's like, that's what we as fans want and love and are falling in love with this team, is the grit and the perseverance. And I can't tell you what's going to happen in this series or what's going forward, but I can guarantee you, like you just said, and like Boomer has said, it's going to serve us so well, not just now, but in the future going forward. We have such a bright future. And if you watch, like, I know you said these young kids, we spent 20 years watching crap basketball here.
Yep.
And it's like you said, if Boomer grew up watching Frazier and I grew up and you grew up watching Ewing and Starks and Oakley and Mason, and now watching these guys, just say some of the names on this team. Like, it's unbelievable. This is not some all-star crew that was put together, but they're a team. And that's what we love, is that they play their ass. They play like their life is on the line, and they have no fear, and whatever is going, and it's led by Brunson and whatever this coach is doing. And it is such a pleasure to watch a team that you can root for. And it's really unbelievable. And the future is bright, and we're a few pieces away. And like I said, I would take this team and these guys playing the way they do over a bunch of like superstars who don't play, you know, talent. You know, I think the 76ers are a more talented team, but heart, grit, guts, I mean, that's what we want. That's what we are here, for God's sakes.
Yeah, it took finally all these years, as you mentioned, to have a team that reflects the city. And, we talk a lot about some of the issues of the city nowadays, but still there is a history of gritty sports teams that were in the identity of New York City, and the 90s Knicks certainly were that. The dynasty of the Yankees in the 90s certainly was that. The 86 Mets certainly were that. And this team is the 94 Rangers, of course, in their perseverance and resilience and having the leader in Messier, they were that. And this team is following in their footsteps. Now, they're up 2-0 in a first-round series. And it sounds like we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
But
they deserve the credit.
Yes.
With the way that they played and the way that, like last night, everybody wanted to turn TV off. We all thought it was going to be 1-1. And if you hung with them and you watched the way that game ended, should you really be surprised with the way that this team has played this year?
No, not surprised. No, not surprised.
I mean, you should be happy and elated because what happened last night doesn't normally happen.
No.
But it happened. And the same thing for the Islander fan, too. Like, I know that they've given up a lot of leads this year, but God almighty, that's a dagger to a heart loss last night because of the way they lost it. Like, they had the lead, and then that one stupid power play goal, and then all of a sudden the floodgates open.
Let's go to Paris, who's in Hoboken. What's going on, Paris?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
All right, man. How was the game last night, Paris?
It was great, man. The atmosphere was insane. You know, it's crazy how Jalen Brunson is really, 16 for 60, I think, something in the series.
Yeah, he's struggling offensively, for sure.
He'll get there. But I think it just goes to show that we have a team that's just going to punch you right in the face. And, man, I think when you look at us on paper, they're like, it's a weak squad. All of a sudden, they see us in person, and we just do not stop. We are relentless. And finally, New York deserves this team. So I just wanted to say that. Hope you guys have a great day.
All right. Thanks there, Paris. You know what? I would just say, it is Leon Rose. He's the president of the team, even though you may not know that. Because he very rarely ever shows up or says anything. But you got to give it to, I don't know if it's Thibodeau. I don't know if it's the Knicks scouts. Is Scott Perry still around?
No, I don't think so.
I don't even know who the hell's GM. Is that Steve Stout guy still around?
I think the brand manager, yes, Steve Stout.
You want to know the brand manager? The brand manager are the players.
Yeah.
They're the brand managers. Let me just tell you something. But my point being is whoever identified these players and decided, you know what, we got to bring these three players together and then make the trade for Anunoby. That was brilliant. It was really brilliant. Now, I'm still a Precious Achiuwa fan.
Mm-hmm.
He did not show up again, and I don't know why.
Rotations get smaller in the playoffs, your answer.
Eight players, my God, and they're going 40 minutes a guy. Wow. I mean, it's insane. That's why they need these 2 days off.
Yeah, which actually, for the first time ever, I like having a break in the first round. I hate having to wait until Thursday for another game, but... it does. I think it helps everybody. It also helps the 76ers with Embiid and the knee.
These two games have been exhausting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they've been just absolutely, as entertaining as humanly possible, especially the endings of them. Let's go to Jeff on Long Island. What's going on, Jeff?
Hi, guys. I got a Knicks point. But first, I have a funny hockey fact I heard on the golf course I wanted to share with you.
Let's just keep it to the Knicks, all right, Jeff?
Hockey players started using testicular guards in 1874. But they didn't start using helmets until 1974. So it took them 100 years to realize that the brains were important.
Very good, Jeff. Yes. What do you got on the Knicks, man?
All right, so before the OG... Barrett trade, the Knicks were 17-15. They've had 52 games since then, which they're 55-17. In spite of the fact that OG only played half of those games, they haven't had Randall. So I think the absence of Barrett has a lot to do with this. Barrett was very athletic, but he was an inconsistent shooter, and he didn't fit in with this style that they have now. I think he may have been holding them back from this relentlessness, and also DiVincenzo's gotten a much bigger role since Barrett's been gone. So I think the absence of Barrett has had something to do with this.
Yeah, but also the addition of Josh Hart. You cannot...
Well, Josh Hart's always been there.
Yeah.
But
you cannot discount the amount of minutes he has been playing. When he first got here, he wasn't playing this many minutes.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, the more we see of Josh Hart, the more I liked him. Just because of the effort aspect of it, and you could see it.
I mean, he's on his way to being pure legend status in Knicks history with the way that he plays and the way that he delivers. I think that Jeff's math was a little bit off there with the wins and losses. I think the better point to make is off of what you were talking about, Leon Rose and the front office and Tibbs identifying players and putting these guys together, is pulling the plug on popular homegrown guys in R.J. Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley and having the guts to do that and recognizing that it wasn't good enough. I mean, even though last year they made it to the second round with the Miami Heat and went to a sixth game, they said, hey, this wasn't good enough. And trading those guys was not easy, but they did it. And that's the ruthlessness that we talk about with general managers and having to pull that off. So I think,
by the way, they ended up keeping McBride and getting rid of Grimes.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. That's another one. And, you know, Deuce throws up an air ball. For sure. Like, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but then he also had that amazing play ripping the ball away from Maxey and going up.
But that's another type of player. And that individual play is that goes back to your relentless comment.
Let's go to Brandon in Wappingers Falls. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, guys. What a game. I mean, I'm sitting in my basement with my four-year-old son who's sleeping on me, and I start screaming. My wife wanted to kill me because I woke him up. The fourth quarter anxiety is just way too much, but I love my Knicks. Anyways, I just want to comment on Brunson. I mean, obvious superstar. But he shoots 8 for 26 game one. I think he was like 8 for 29 last night. So to be up 2-0 when your superstar is struggling like this at home, which we haven't really seen from him this year, it's going to be really interesting to see when he does get going, especially if they get him going before the next series, if we make it that far. To see how this team does. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, you know, I think Clyde and Breen, we're talking about this, how they're trying to force him to his right. They're going to double team him.
Yeah, putting big bodies on him.
They're going to try to get taller players on him. There's, you know, he plays a physical game anyway, but he also still facilitates. He still gets rebounds. He still gets steals.
Yeah.
So he may be off, and he's not afraid to shoot it. You know, so I know he's... These little mid-range jumpers, he's usually pretty damn good at, and he's probably missed about 16 of those. And then last night he went off the glass late. I think that, you know, maybe that's an adjustment that he felt like he had to make, because that was going to give him a better chance to drop the ball through the hoop. But I just, you know, again, he is not coming off the floor, and he is the one that has got to absorb all the mental pressure and physical pressure of having the ball in his hands about 75% of the time.
Yeah, I mean, and all the attention that he gets, it allows other guys to get opportunities. And as long as those guys are capitalizing on him, the Knicks offense will be fine. I also think that in these 2 days, all right, this is where you saw what they've done to neutralize Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson's a smart guy. Tibbs is a smart guy. Counteract. This is the chess match that you have to get Jalen Brunson going again offensively.
You know, the one call was saying, okay, we got rid of R.J. Barrett. Here's the thing. The one thing that Josh Hart does, he's always moving. He's always moving on defense. He's always moving on offense. And even when he doesn't have the ball, it's one of the reasons why he's able to get himself in position for an offensive or defensive rebound. I mean, he is always going towards the basket. Just watch him. I mean, he is as good away from the ball as he is with the ball. I'm not sitting here telling you that he's a all-NBA first-team player. What I'm just telling you, he's got IQ, basketball IQ, that very few people have. And he knows where the ball's going. He knows where he's going. And like you said, relentless, especially when it comes to getting rebounds off the board or getting on the floor and get the ball away from the opposing player.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
I was educating Tom Izzo on his taxes. You know what I'm saying?
I do, yes.
Okay, so he didn't, he didn't understand like the difference between the state and the federal and how it intersects and I don't know, whatever. Went on and on and on. Kind of lost track. So, but you're here and you haven't lost track of anything.
What the hell's going on?
You have lost track.
No, no, no. I was talking to our big boss out there.
Who's the big boss?
The big boss.
You know the big boss is?
Yeah, yeah, you know the big boss is.
The big boss in the market, yes.
Yeah, 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 here. Not the CEO big boss.
Oh, I thought maybe the brand manager.
No, the brand manager was there, okay. Hovering. But he was not involved in the conversation. So,
the olives of whatever, the kick of Ohio State. Olive.
How do you think the brand manager is settling in? Al, do you have an opinion on that or no?
I don't have a feel yet.
You don't really have a feel about a lot of interaction with him?
No, I just about whether he's feeling settled in yet. I can't tell.
Okay.
We gotta have
out. That's a guy just pop out of the hat.
Yeah,
he's helping Al out with his keyboard situation.
Oh, okay.
Al has had many computer issues today.
Yes. Okay.
And I got to give him credit. He has not melted down.
No, has
he's
not
been
freaked
totally
out.
Calm. He actually tried to fix it himself. I don't know what's going on, but he is his equilibrium is like nice today.
So how do you feel about the brand manager? Is he settling in nicely, or is it still a little bit of a, you know?
It's hard for me to say because I'm not back there as he's dealing with all these other issues. I will say that I think he needs some time to really feel like comfortable and part of the team type of thing. You know, he didn't like, it just feels like he needs maybe another week or two to really and fully engulf himself into the WFAN family, but he'll get there.
You didn't think Boomer and Eddie's response to his group text over the weekend made him feel comfortable in front of the team?
Yeah.
It's okay. I thought it was kind of like tough love, but in a good way.
I don't. I want to share where I was and with that text message and
what you were doing.
So, we were out with was me, my wife, and another couple, and I see this text message come through, and I just go, huh. You know, because I saw the responses. Gina goes, what are you laughing at? So I showed her the text message. Now, Gina, she's got her finger on the pulse of things, I will have to say, when it comes to, like, social interactions and stuff. She saw Ryan's text message and said, oh, no, he's trying too hard. That was her take. Not my take. That was her take. Oh, no, he's trying too hard. Did you feel the same way about that? Now, I had met Ryan already. I'd spent time around him. Gina has not.
Yeah.
But her take was that's a try too hard spot.
See, I didn't take it that way because I kind of knew him too a little bit.
Yeah.
But I could see how you would.
And he probably really only wanted to send that to Boomer, but he couldn't do that. That's a straight suck up spot. So he had to tag all of us other lower hominids in there too.
Fair.
I felt pressure because there were two funny responses, and then I felt like I needed to respond, and I had nothing.
He just wrote, oh, hi there.
Well, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, there's nothing bad in the text.
No, not
but
no.
You, G, and me went snark back to him.
Well, he just wanted to thank us for welcoming him into the fold, as we did this week. And making him feel like he's part of the crew.
Right.
That was like when Spike thanked the audience for listening to his
Look
new show.
Look forward to getting to know you all better and great things ahead.
All right. Now, I'm pretty sure this didn't happen because it doesn't sound like me at all. But like the first week that we worked together back in 2018, did I send a group text like that? Like trying to, you know, endear myself to the crew? Like I wouldn't have done something like that. I just would have been like, listen, you guys.
So my response, I was the first one to respond. I don't know why. Were you guys waiting for me to respond first?
No, I just got annoyed that I now had like three bings instead of just the one.
All right, so I did respond first, and I responded, oh, Christ, another group text, just what I need. And then Gio, in his little snarky way, Hide the alerts, Boomer. If you need help figuring that out, I can help you.
Well, that was fresh
which
off
which was
of
funny
your,
from Friday.
Yeah, your app situation.
Right. Yeah, I know. And I said, that's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He always got my back.
Right.
And then Eddie, great, another contact to Ed. And then Al says, oh, hi there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had nothing. I tried. I was going to, the things I had were not funny. And then I was just like, I'm really overthinking this.
And then Jerry came in 2 hours later. Blow it out your ass, Hurley.
Don't have an iPhone. Didn't get this five hours later.
I did get it. I saw it. I was not home at the time. No, because by the time I actually had, it was hours later. I'm like, I'm good. I saw it. I was on the baseball field. I didn't, whatever.
All right.
I figured you guys all replied. You don't need to hear from everybody.
Well.
So what?
I mean, he's settling it just fine.
Oh, yeah. I think
settling
so.
Just fine.
Smooth transition.
You know, it's like a baseball glove. You know, you got to
oil it up. You got to get it in there.
In fairness.
Yes.
Nothing's gone on the last 6 weeks anyway. So he wasn't really taking over Spike when he was here.
Yeah.
He was running the place. But I think we all agree the last 6 to 8 weeks kind of ghosted us a little bit.
Fair.
Because he had other things going on.
That is true.
And you called him lame duck skin.
That's right. Right. Yeah.
So I think it's actually a very good time.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree. Very good, Jerry. Well, what's going on over there?
Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. We are also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. One more time, we hear from the great Mike Breen.
Brunson, sidestep, three-pointer, shot. It's good! Took the bounce and went in! Two-point game. Ball knocked loose, and Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo. His shot won't go. Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo at three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a one-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
And that was Mike Breen on MSG, and they would win 104-101 as they score the final 8 points of the game after they were trailing. Yeah, they were trailing in the last minute of this game. It all started with that missed free throw by Kyle Lowry. And so they go up 2-0. Here was Isaiah Hartenstein. He had the rebound, which set up the DiVincenzo three. And he also had the big block on Tyrese Maxey the other way after the timeout. So a couple of big plays for sure.
I mean, I think a lot of guys came up with gritty plays, rebounds, big rebounds at the end, free throws, Josh getting the steal, Dante making a big shot. I mean, it was really everybody.
Everybody certainly contributing to this one. Jalen Brunson had 24, though he was 8 of 29 shooting. And the Sixers did get a decent look. After Maxey's drive to the basket and the Knicks make a couple of free throws, you get the three from Joel Embiid that clanks off the back of the rim. Knicks win, Knicks win. On the other side of things, you got Nick Nurse and Joel Embiid reacting to a couple of things. Here's Nurse reacting to the fact that, in his mind, the officials didn't grant him the timeout that he was calling. I even went back and watched the TNT reaction to this. They were criticizing the fact that he should have called timeout right when the ball goes through the hoop so the Sixers get the ball across midcourt.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't do that when they have that timeout.
They should. Well, and that's what Kenny Smith was saying. And then also Shaq was saying, you got to be more demonstrative. If you really want that timeout, you got to make them know you want that timeout.
Well, first of all, he's trying to call a timeout when he thinks Maxey has the ball.
Right, when you got Hart's got his hands on it as well.
And when the ball goes, right.
So here was Nurse.
He saw me calling timeout. I just watched the film just to make sure. And I'm clearly calling timeout. I didn't see if he looked at me in the film, but I could see me clearly calling timeout twice.
I see it too, but his player does not have control of the basketball.
Right. Yeah, I think we all agree.
He also gave a safety call before that.
Which is either calling out
I thought he was calling out a play.
He's going out of play,
I thought he was trying to call a timeout, but they're not going to give him a timeout unless his player has total control of the ball, which I don't think he ever had.
Now, Joel Embiid had 34 points, 10 rebounds, a lot better in the first half than he was in the second in terms of the way he was moving. That having been said, a couple of days off, they will bounce back, he says.
We don't win this series. We don't win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But we're the better team, and we're going to keep fighting.
And as you said, great bulletin board material for Tibbs to give his team going into Thursday night. So as great as that was for the Knicks, pretty similar for the Nuggets as they were down a lot in this game to the Lakers, down 20. As a matter of fact, in the second half, yet here they were.
4 seconds, 3 seconds left. Why are they not fouling? Jumper Murray,
got it the horn! Denver mounts the comeback! They come back from 20 points down! They win game number two! 101-99!
And that was Nuggets
Radio. So the
Lakers
had a foul to give.
Right.
Is that right?
I would assume so, since that's what he was saying.
That is on the coach.
Darvin Ham.
That's on the coach 100%.
So 101-99, the
final. As soon as that ball gets in there and he dribbles a couple times, you got to reach out and you got to foul him. Right there. Boom. You had him.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
No, they didn't. Game over. Yeah.
Ball game over.
Talking about this for 4 hours now. Nuggets Lakers win. Lost. Yeah.
But Nuggets win.
Yeah. Let's get back to the Knicks, baby. Crap about the Lakers.
How about the Islanders?
Losers. Yeah, let's talk about them.
So the Islanders, we'll start with them up 3-2. They were up 3-0. Now it's a 3-2 game. Late third period, this was Brendan Burke on MSG as Carolina comes back to tie.
Svechnikov shot blocked by Pellick, who lost his stick. He'll go get it as the puck comes to Jarvis. Jarvis, Svechnikov, scored! Sebastian Aho taps it in and ties it with 2:15 left.
All right, so 2:15 left. We're now even at 3-3. You still got time, though, if you're the Islanders. If you're the Hurricanes, you really got time. And they didn't even need much. About 9 seconds later.
Oh, look out. Here they scored! It bounced to Jordan Martinook. An absolute stunner here in game two.
Yeah, from up 3-0 to down 4-3, just like that. And then empty net goal, 5-3 the final as Carolina beats the Isles, and they take a 2-0 series lead. Anders Lee says, just have to move on quickly.
We'll take the 2 days, use them to our advantage, get home, get in front of our fans, let them give us some more juice, and this thing's long from over. But just right now, this one hurts the gut.
No doubt. And game three will be at UBS Arena Thursday night. Tonight, you got the Rangers and Capitals game two at Madison Square Garden. Giants beat the Mets late last night, 5-2. Matt Chapman, a two-run double. Michael Conforto homered. Tonight, Luis Severino takes the mound against Logan Webb on WCBS 880 at 9:45 p.m. The A's shut out the Yankees 2-0. Zach Gelof, the two-run homer. You had the ejection of Aaron Boone in this game as well. Just one from Boone. So we've played all the audio this morning. You know the fact that he argued about the hit by pitch, swing, not swing, whatever, and then he gets the warning, and then it's the fan, certainly looks like it's the fan, that says something and he gets tossed. He was asked if he heard what the fan said prior to the ejection from the ump.
I didn't. I heard somebody yell, but again, I was standing down and I heard, "You're gone, Aaron," and that's what I was like. I couldn't believe it.
And then, of course, he gets all fired up, and Carlos Rodon says, love it.
I appreciate Mooney when he backs us up. I mean, he's a good manager. He's a player's manager. I don't think he was that mad. You know, I've been madder than him.
And we've seen it much worse than that. Rodon, by the way, 7 innings, 1-hit ball in the loss for the Yanks, who are now 15-8. Marcus Stroman, the start tonight again against Oakland. The Jets sending Zach Wilson to the Broncos. Andy Reid, reportedly, this new contract extension through 2029. And we talked about Deion Sanders last hour, so I saw this before I came in. One of their top recruits and their cornerback, Cormani McClain, entered the transfer portal yesterday. So clearly this is a dig at Deion and the way they run their program, if you listen closely.
Changed the narrative of everyone's thinking on my name. Be a part of a real and a great program. That's going to impact me at my best ability. And, yeah, ready to get to a new place and get to work. Yeah, I feel like I just don't want to play for the Clicks. I actually want to be involved with a great leading program that's going to develop players.
Doesn't want to play for Clicks, if you heard that in the mouth.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, we heard that from the Oregon coach when they're getting ready to play Colorado, too.
Yeah, so he was one.
A little bit. I had somebody tell me around the Super Bowl, you know who it was. Told me it was a little bit chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
In the Colorado locker room and around the team.
Well, if you watch on game day, the amount of passes they issue on the sideline...
It's ridiculous.
It looks like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, and then all of a sudden they started losing and not so many people want to come anymore.
Very true. And ESPN stopped showing their games.
Yes.
Yep. Uh-huh. All right, time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequila. Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. So we did indeed, last hour, for the most part, close out the Zach Wilson time here in New York with some comments from experts and hosts from the past right after he was drafted second overall.
New York is going to fall in love with this kid.
Well, that didn't happen.
Okay.
His comparisons were Joe Burrow and Russell Wilson. That's what he thought Zach Wilson would be. But again, he's one of many guys. So you bring it closer to home. Midday show here on The Fan. Mark Melusis.
For the Jets, a very good night. And for Joe Douglas and the Jets as well. No question. They draft Zach Wilson, as we all expected, with the second overall pick.
No question, yes. And then you get the afternoon show.
First and foremost for the New York Jets. Before, Zach Wilson, done. We knew it was happening. Great, I love it. Looking forward to talking to him at 4:30. I think he's going to be great here.
Okay.
Or not.
Bigger bust, Zach Wilson or Moose and Maggie?
There you go. Moment of the day. Have a good Tuesday. Enjoy.
That really wasn't fair, you know, what I said there. It wasn't nice.
Oh, you're having a little regret?
Yeah.
You could have said CMB.
No, but they played Moose, that's why.
That's where it was fresh on your mind.
You know. Because I like Moose. I like Maggie. I see Maggie every morning. I wouldn't have this regret if I didn't see Maggie every morning.
You like Maggie?
Yeah, she's great. We talk every... It was just too easy. You know what I'm saying?
It was easy.
It was like the little Hartenstein floater that he has right there in a lane.
Mm-hmm.
Just too easy. Right through the bucket.
Right.
All right, Jerry, we'll see you later. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know how we got ducked by Wally Szczerbiak yesterday? And he didn't want to talk about losing the Larry Johnson four-point play ball. And I did see him in person yesterday, Wally. He did walk towards me. But, you know, when you duck people and you don't, you know, kind of show face in certain situations, you lose respect for those people.
Well, right? I will say, you know, when I first brought it up to him via text on Thursday night when I was out to dinner with the Wasp hockey team up in Montreal, he immediately called me back.
Well, that's good. Now, the situation...
So that part of it, I was satisfied with his initial reaction. That now realizing just how important that whole situation was.
All right, good. Now, with this particular situation, though, I definitely think this is a full-blown duck spot. And that is Big Zoo. Now, Big Zoo is filling in for Dove this morning.
Okay.
And I saw him walk by briefly... And he had his Knicks stuff on. I was like, this will be a perfect time to talk to Big Zoo because he's a big Knicks fan and you want to check in on his fundraising.
We're here!
Now, we talked about him how much last week about his fundraising and everything else. Never reached out, never said anything. And he's in the building here today. He doesn't even come in and update it or if he's going to do the...
You think he's hiding?
Tour. Yeah, I do. And here he is. Look at that. That's all you have to do. The Zoo.
Let's go, boys.
I thought that you were ducking us. That's what I thought. I thought you were ducking us because we were talking about the bike tour, the raising money, and the whole thing. And you were here today, and I was like, oh, does the Zoo come in and say hello?
I don't typically jump in during the show. I take care of some things out there.
You come in and say hi, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a big Knicks win.
It was a big Knicks win, baby. Let's go. Boomer's giving me a death stare over here.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you for a long time.
How are you, sir?
You haven't lost a goddamn pound.
I don't
think
that's fair.
You haven't.
He has.
You are on your way.
He did lose 50.
Now I'm afraid for you in the golf. I am.
The bike tour?
I am.
Really?
Well, I think he's got some athleticism in there. Did you ever see him move when he dances?
We've seen him move. We know what he's doing. But you were losing weight, and now you put it back on.
Do you want an honest answer, or are you going to call it an excuse?
What's that?
I said, do you want an honest answer, or are you going to call it an excuse?
Do you have stress in your life, or, I mean, like, what's going on?
I tore my quad.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Celebrating the week 1 win from the Jets, drunk at a bar. And so that took me out for a couple of months. I got fat during the holidays, and now I'm just working on the bike.
Zoo, I love you, man. So, that is so on brand, Zoo. I can't even get over it.
And there's actually a video that some woman that, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but the woman that owns that bar has, because I turned around as I'm like dying, and I see her videotaping, I'm just And I hobbled over to the bar, and I was like, Jesus Christ.
The only better zoo way to tear a quad would be slamming some cougar. That would be the only other way that would be better than you celebrating a Jet win and tearing your quad.
All right, that'd be more of a grunt. How you doing on your fundraising?
We are good. Riscona's been killing it. I got myself up to about, I think, $2,000 have been donated from me. Not from me, but...
Because of you.
Because of you.
And I'm trying to pick up the slack for my buddies because I know they're having a little bit of a difficult time themselves.
Why would
with
they
it,
say yes? I told you at the beginning of this.
Oh, but we're just about $1,000 shy.
There. You're almost there. Okay, yeah. Good. But we're going way over. I told you at the beginning of this that was going to be the tough part for you because you're not used to doing it. You wanted to do it, and I appreciate it immensely. You didn't have to do it, but then I thought you were going to lose some weight and everything else, and I haven't seen you in a while. Maybe you've been ducking me. I don't know.
No.
I'm trying to find this link.
I actually haven't been here during the days a lot lately. I've been here at nights.
Oh, you've been here at nights.
I've been doing a lot of night work.
Trying to find this link.
I haven't been ducking you guys. I would never do that.
It wasn't that long ago. You put out the link, right, for the bike tour?
Yeah, it was last week, and we got ourselves up to about...
Because I wanted to retweet it for you right now if I could find the thing.
You know what? I'm going to tweet it out again today.
All right, perfect.
I'll actually do it right now, and all the people out there, they can go check it out. And
see,
if they would like to donate,
this is what you got to do, man.
I'm worried about them now. I really am.
Well, I'm on the bike. I'm getting myself down about 15 miles, not a day, but twice a week.
What type of bike do you have? You got one of the road bikes, or you got
It's like a Target bike, like one of those. But I'm going to get a new one for the race itself.
Let me just say this: when you go up these bridges, just walk the bike up the bridge. Honestly, I'm telling you, now I'm going to be worried about this whole thing.
Why? The guy's a young guy. He's athletic. I know he wanted to lose more weight for it, but I think he's going to be okay.
I actually have a hill right over by where I live that I've been going up and down.
You've been rolling down it? What have you been doing?
Well, I have been rolling down it. That's been saving my ass.
Listen, man.
But on the way up, it's been good.
Too. I'm a guy who I did this last year.
You tweet a lot, by the way.
At 41, I did this, and I don't have a lot of stamina, and I was able to finish the thing. I think Zoo, in his 20s, having more athleticism than I have, will be able to get through it. Now, he'll be a little bit winded, and he probably wanted some more weight to come off to make it easier for him. But I actually think he'll because, hey, the big tongue Pete Hoffman finished the thing. And Zoo's much more of an athlete.
I got Big Zoo right now at $5,065. The minimum for your entire team, your five-man team, is $6,250. So, you know, you're asking each guy to raise, what, $1,250?
Yep, just about.
And you had about, like, 7 months to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Exactly. Here we still are. Got about...
Thank God for Brian Riscona.
Definitely. I don't take that for granted.
Who's this guy, Anthony Costanzo? What's he doing?
He's my buddy's...
fat ass doing nothing?
he's actually, like... He rides around. Like, he rides out to
I don't care
River
where
Headlock.
He rides. Is he raising money?
We got to get on him, you know?
All right, that's what I'm doing.
He listens to the show, I think.
All right, what's your boy Tuminello doing?
He's going to get on it. I've been busting his ass a little bit the last couple
days.
All
these guys promised to shoot this stuff to you like 7 months ago?
Yeah, I told them. I let them know.
And they haven't been doing anything? Did they have jobs?
They do. Justin works for the DCAS, which does the, they work with the fire safety department, or not the fire, they are the fire safety department for all the buildings. They run like elevators and
stuff. Oh, really? So he's got a lot of money.
Yeah. So you do understand, though, that this is a fundraiser for the Boomer Esiason Foundation. This is not just riding a bike. This is about, okay.
Yeah, what about this Matt Bateman character?
Yeah, I got to get on him. I'm going to see him either for the Ranger game tonight or on Thursday.
Wait a minute, he's going to go to the Ranger game?
Feather, huh?
No. We're not going to the game. We're going to watch it at a bar, probably.
What's he doing? How much has he raised?
He ain't raised nothing, I don't think. I think he's at 75.
He ain't raised nothing. Let's see. He ain't raised nothing.
He's being a bum.
Is it going to be a slap? I mean, these guys are all going to show up. They're all going to want their bike shirts. They're all going to want all the little goodies that we give out.
They get a lot of stuff. Right? They get a lot of cool stuff, man.
They're going to want the stuff for free, then.
Nah. I'm going to get on them now. Well, now I'm really going to get on them. But they heard this?
Yeah. Oof.
Is there a whole process to it? Like, I remember going through having to sign up, get your bib number and all that
get
stuff.
Get your bib number. Here, you got to
Did you do all that stuff?
Yep. That was one thing that I was calling these guys over and over about. Even Scone.
Sounds because like, he has a lot going on. Are these guys, like, how old are these guys?
My age.
Are they all single?
No.
Oh, they're
only,
not?
Only one guy is.
So one of them is reasonably, I mean, they're reasonably responsible people.
Yeah.
But they haven't done anything.
No, and it's except shocking to Ruscona. Me, too. Huh?
Except for Ruscona.
Yeah, Scones, but Scones is, I mean, Scones is a responsible man.
Yeah, I know he is.
And he also, he got himself locked, not locked up, signed up for the tour. We're all signed up for the actual tour.
You know,
we all
you
got
guys
bikes.
Consider yourselves grown men. Let's start acting like it.
Hey, that's a, I feel like you're talking to my guys. You know what
right,
I mean? Like,
okay.
I appreciate you giving them the fire up because I need somebody to hit them with this because they're obviously not listening to me.
Get them off their lazy asses and say, you know, this is just like some walk in a park here.
Zoo, amen.
We need a we here. We need a we outside. We need something new for this year from you, especially after last night.
Oof. See, now I feel like pressure.
Well,
like,
you could just give us a new we outside if you want.
We outside! Let's go, baby!
There it is. That's all right, I needed. You just play the hits, Sue. You just play the hits, man.
That was beautiful, though. Was it not?
As good as it
gets.
Yeah,
but you got to understand, I'm much older than you, so I saw that back in the 60s. 69 team did this all the time.
That must have been beautiful.
So, just like the Larry Johnson 4-point play we were at.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, these are moments in Knicks history that we remember vividly.
Were you born then? What year were you born?
I was born in December 95.
Oh, okay, right.
So I was there for that one.
It's the part of fundraising, too.
All right, Zoo, I love you, man. All right.
All right, we're going to get this chicken for this. All right, we're going to get this chicken.
You're
going to
get the scratch.
We're
going to get this chicken. Benjamins, get it. Get, you know, get these guys off their asses.
Baby.
Hey, we got to kill him in Philly, boys. Got to kill him in Philly.
Okay.
There he goes. Big Zoom.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah.
We out. Ed R. Zooming. I mean, yes, all time. I was about to say Paul R. Zooming. Ed R. Zooming. Big Zoo, baby.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.